Fun with Speech. The South Dakota School of the Air, in cooperation with the Department of Public Health and the University School of Education, presents by tape recording Fun with Speech.
Hello, girls and boys. This is Alice. The winner of our rhyme contest has been selected. In fact, there are two winners. So listen at the end of this program and you shall hear the names and the winning lines. Today we are going to talk about the naughty mosquito. Our riddle for today is, what has an eye but cannot see? The answer to this riddle begins with a mosquito sound. Can you guess the answer? I like to rest and listen. Let me listen while I rest. My eyes are closed so I can't see. I'll listen while you count for me. Shh. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Now listen while I rest again. You rest and listen while I say this again. I like to rest and listen. Let me listen while I rest. My eyes are closed, so I can't see. I'll listen while you count for me. Shh. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Now listen while I rest again. Some words sound alike. Some words sound different. Can you hear the word that sounds different? You will hear three words. These words shall be repeated, but one word will be different. Can you hear the word that is different? Try. Was, wish, look. Was, wish, like. Of course, like is different. It should have been look. Saw, stop, may. Saw, stop, my. Yes, my is different. It should have been may. Ear, snow, jump. Our, snow, jump. Our is different. It should have been ear. Now you tell me the rest. Call, had, show. Call, hide, show. Cap, book, stick. Cap, bark, stick. Wet, half, neck. Wait, half, neck. How very well some of you boys and girls are learning to use your ears. Now open wide your mouth. Hold it open and say, A-E-I-O-U. Did you notice that your tongue had to move to make those sounds come out right? Well, let's try it again. A-E-I-O-U. This time some of you didn't let your mouth stay open. We'll have to do it again so all of you can hold your mouths wide open. Open. A-E-I-O-U. Well, that was better. Now let's blow soap bubbles. You can make the bubbles with your hands. The longer you blow on one breath, the larger will be the bubble your hand will make. Ready? Blow, blow, bang. There you clap your hands together. Let's blow another. Blow, blow, blow. Bang! That one broke too. I guess we'll have to blow another. Blow, 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 bang! Oh, that was fun. Naughty old mosquito singing round my head. If I ever catch her, she surely will be dead. Bit me on the elbow, bit me on the nose. Bit me on the forehead, bit me on the toes. Tired of being all bit up. Tired of that old sound. If I ever catch her, she won't sing it long. The mosquito sound is made like the clock sound and the woodpecker sound. Your tongue tip touches the hard ridge behind your upper teeth. Now put the tips of your fingers on the side of your nose. Make the mosquito sound. Do you feel the vibration in your nose? Well, that's because you are sending the air out through your nose. Let's make the mosquito sound again. Do you remember another sound we make by sending the air through our noses? Yes, it's the humming top sound. Do you hear the difference? Well, let's make the mosquito sound. Now the humming top sound. And now the mosquito sound. I'm going to make some of the sounds we know. Whenever I make the mosquito sound, you stand up. P. Listen to this song with a mosquito sound in it.
Just so.
Girls and boys, will you sing it with Carol? Listen to the first part. It goes like this. Now sing that much with Carol.
Ni-ni-ni-no, tip of the tongue to reach just so.
Then it goes like this.
Ni-ni-ni-no, through the nose the must go.
Sing that much with Carol. Let's try to sing the entire song with Carol.
Ni, 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 no, tip of the tongue to ridge just so. Ni, 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 no, through the nose the must go.
That was fine, and we want to thank Carol for singing for us. Listen for the mosquito sound in this poem. Three little rabbits were eating their lunch, nibblety, nibblety, nib. With their heads all together, oh, how they did munch, nibblety, nibblety, nib. They nibbled so hard, and they all were so quick, nibblety, nibblety, nib, that they finished it up before you'd say tick, nibblety, nibblety, nib. Did you hear the mosquito sound in nibblety, nibblety, nib? Well, let's say that together. Nibblety, nibblety, nib. Now let's say the poem together. I'll say part of it, and you repeat it after me. Three little rabbits were eating their lunch. Nibblety, nibblety, nib. With their heads all together, oh, how they did munch, nibblety, nibblety, nib. They nibbled so hard, and they all were so quick, nibblety, nibblety, nib. That they finished it up before you'd say tick, nibblety, nibblety, nib. Do you think you could say the entire poem at the same time I do? Well, let's try it. Three little rabbits were eating their lunch, nibblety, nibblety, nib. With their heads all together, oh, how they did munch, nibblety, nibblety, nib. They nibbled so hard, and they all were so quick, nibblety, nibblety, nib, that they finished it up before you'd say tick, nibblety, nibblety, nib. If you boys and girls will say that together a few more times, I'm sure each of you will learn to say it all alone. Have you thought of the answer to our riddle, what has an eye but cannot see? Why, of course, it's a needle. And now it's time to give you the winner in our rhyme contest. And now until a week from this Friday, when we'll be back with a carnival of fun, this is Alice saying goodbye, girls and boys.
By tape recording, you've been listening to Fun with Speech, a South Dakota School of the Air program presented in cooperation with the Department of Health and the University School of Education. This series is written by Ethel Bridgeford Groth.
We hope that you've enjoyed this recording, and for more happy listening, please visit otrcat.com.